In the weeks and months leading up to the election of Barack Obama as U.S. president, wars continued in Iraq and Afghanistan and spilled into Pakistan and Syria.
Sunday's U.S. military raid that killed eight...
Banks failed as portfolios of worthless subprime mortgages bogged down the global economy.
The panic in global financial markets continued.
Victory seemed assured for Obama, who built his campaign on the rhetoric of hope and change. But tensions remained high until the night of November 4th, 2008. Suddenly, they made the announcement.
And CNN can now project that Barack Obama, 47 years old, will become the president-elect of the United States.
That's the sound of celebration in the campus bar at Concordia University in downtown Montreal.
Yelling, screaming.
Obama.
Obama.
Yeah. He's the best looking president of the world. Yes.
Would you agree with that?
No, I would definitely agree with that.
It's Hanukkah, Yom Kippur, Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day combined in one.
And I believe Obama will bring poetry back to the United States. He'll bring poetry back to the nation.
What back?
Poetry.
Poetry.
Yes.
But they say, you know, it's like campaigning is poetry and then governing is prose, right? I mean, how will he make it happen?
But he's gonna disrupt this anti-intellectualism that's happening.
Clearly, the question asked, is our children learning?
One of the most fascinating things about Obama's campaign was the passionate enthusiasm that it inspired among young people, many who would otherwise assume a jaded, apathetic view of politics.
To the cause. It grew strength from the young people who rejected the myth of their generation's apathy. Who left their homes and their families for jobs that offered little pay and less sleep.
Well, we're here at Gertz Bar at McGill University. You've got an American flag wrapped around your neck and wearing his cape.
Yeah. Proudly, for the first time in many, many years, proudly wearing the American flag.
A U.S. judge has ruled the confession of a young Guantanamo prisoner cannot be used because it was obtained through torture.
So let us summon a new spirit, a patriotism.
Tonight, we dance!
On election night, there was definitely more than one kind of spirit flowing freely at Gertz.
Are you Canadian?
No, well, by citizenship, yes, but I'm born and raised in America.
Born and raised in America.
In Hawaii. You went to the same
high
school as Barack Obama.
Same high school as Barack Obama.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And you're obviously pleased with the results tonight.
I'm highly pleased because not only is this a historic moment in American history, but Iolani has nothing on us now. Iolani is our rival high school. Those assholes have nothing on us now.
What's your high school called?
Punahou. Punahou. Barack Obama. Mr. Kusunoki was his homeroom teacher. He taught me how to type on a keyboard.
Wow. Shout out to Mr. Kusunoki.
Kusunoki, yeah.
There don't seem to be very many Republicans in the crowd tonight. Maybe we can find some Canadians here. Excuse me, can I get your reaction to Barack Obama's victory at CKUT Radio?
Thrilled. Yeah. Thrilled beyond words.
Are you a Canadian or are you American?
No, I'm Canadian. Uh-huh. And tonight I'm thinking of moving to New York or something. I don't know.
What would, if McCain was elected, where would you think about moving? Perhaps Mongolia, for example?
That would definitely be an option, for sure.
Best writer ain't the world's best speller, but when I believe in something, I'm the loudest yeller. If we